And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Several uncontained fires on Colorado's western slope and a big one in eastern Utah that's moving towards the Colorado state border have prompted Governor Jared Polis to issue a disaster declaration. The four fires vary in size but have closed Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and forced several evacuation and pre-evac notices. With the declaration, the state's emergency operations and resource mobilization plans are activated. Meanwhile, in Douglas County, evacuation orders that were issued for a brush fire near Chatfield Reservoir yesterday have been lifted. Wind and drought-like conditions are making it easier for fires to spread across the state. You're asked to take extra precautions when recreating. A new law blocks patients in Colorado from using Medicaid health care plans at Planned Parenthood. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A provision in the budget bill that passed in Congress and was signed by President Trump defunds Planned Parenthood. The law doesn't specifically name it, but it bans Medicaid payments to large healthcare nonprofits that offer abortions. The president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, Adrian Manzanares, says the change will affect about a third of its patients, about 16,000 people.
But what we really need is ongoing revenue and support at the state level to be able to reactivate Medicaid patients.
She says it's actively exploring every option to continue to support patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The median home price in Colorado Springs reached $500,000 for the first time ever last month. That new record high price comes even as more homes are listed for sale in the region than at any time in the last decade. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says pricier homes at $700,000 or $800,000 are actually selling more quickly than starter homes. The record comes as persistent high interest rates keep first-time buyers out of the market. Sunny and hot along the Front Range today with a high of 94 degrees in both Denver and Colorado Springs. Storms rolling in this afternoon. Hotter in Grand Junction where the high could reach 100. This is CPR News.